The topic are a number of inyanim in Ksivas Shemais Hanorim, Shemais Hayoris, basically Pachim Ktanim, things that are only Lachatchilas, but a number of things that I think are Negeya, at least in Lachatchila, Halacha L'maisa. The inyanim are meinyanim ba'isa inyan, and I'll begin with where the shailas began, at least as far as I was concerned, and that is with regard to how to be mesater a get in Moscow. In the Kav Noki, there is a dugma, a list. It's on Chof Dalet on the base, but there's several paginations. It's in the second pagination of the Kav Noki. On Chof Dalet on the days, there's a list of cities and the Horace and how you're supposed to Mesadar Gitin in those cities. Moscow, it says, Moske the Mose, the Yasva Anahar, Moske the Reke, Valnahar Yauzo, Valnahar Smatiako, Valmei Mayones. You have three rivers and Mei Mayones. And that is how people have been being Mesadar Gitin. Fortunately, somebody whispered into my ear that Nahar Sumatiako does not exist. In the process of building the city, the city authorities in Moscow filled in the river and they made a street out of it and whatever, and a number of other places. Those aren't Negev, the Shemus in the Gitin, but there were a number of places where they either filled in the river bed or where they put it underground and allowed it to flow through a kind of a tunnel. Unfortunately, with the ones that became tunnels, they were never written to get in the first place, but they will also present a different kind of a shadow. In any event, what we're dealing with seems to me to be precisely what the Be'er Heitiv speaks about in Kufchof Ches, Siskot and Yud Beis. Ubesefer Mishpat Shmuel Posak Nahar Shalafonim Nisak Im Beroiv Hayomim Hamayim Mitzuyim Boi Ad Kilitim Rechoykes Im Mechazvin Shem Hanor Aleihem Ayin Knes Agdoi Lesefer. The Mishpat Shmuel says that you have a river, and in many places, particularly in tropical climates, this happens. During the rainy season, the rains, and the river is full. During the dry season, the river dries up, and there's nothing there. The Mishpat Shmuel seems to indicate that if it's only Lifa'omim, Beroiv Hayomim, sometimes the water dries up, it's still on the Har, and you write the Shem Hanor. If this happens frequently, apparently you don't write the Shem Hanor. If the Nor has been Nifsak Lagamre, it seems to be a Dover Poshet that you won't write the Shem Hanor. The Pischei Tshuva, Sif Koten Lamed Aleph, bringing exactly the same sources, says that even with regard to this case, the Mishpat Shmuel, who says that when it's Nifsak Lefe'omim, you can write the Shem of the Nohar, but he means only with when you're being Mesadar the Get, there was water in the river. If you're being Mesadar during the dry season, I shouldn't say the dry season, even according to Mishpat Shmuel, it seems to me this happens regularly for a couple of months a year, or even a couple of weeks a year, it wouldn't be called a Nohar, it would be called something else. In English there's a name for it, it's called a Wadi. I don't know if it's called a river altogether. If it's Nifsak every year at the given time, even the language of the Mishpat Shmuel would indicate that you don't write it. But he's talking the case where it's Nifsak Lifa'omim Beroiv Hayomim, happened once in 20 years. So even once in 20 years, if there is now no water in the river bed, you cannot write the Shem Anor. Says the Pesach Tshuv, when he says you can write, it's only when there was water in the river bed. The Loshon HaPosik, some of the Achronim bring, is Meduyik. The Posik says, V'nor Yechore V'yivosh. And it doesn't say Yechore V'yivosh Hanohar. Once it's Chorev and it's Yovesh, it's no longer Hanohar. They bring a raya from the Rosh of the Gemara, V'ashimosin S'mikoshechem, Achishim Shemim, their Pikdushoson, because even after Vashimaisi, it's still Mikoshechem. Here it doesn't say Yechore V'yovesh Hanor, but the Pesuk is in the Duyik, and uses the reverse Loshon, Nohor Yechore V'yovesh, then it's no longer a Nohor. It seems to be a Dover Poshet, that as long as there is the Nohor is Nifsak, you can't write the Nor in the Get. Many Gittin that have been written recently in Moscow still have Nahar Simati Oke in the Nar. Before going on to how to write in Moscow, just in the Indian, as most of these things are, one of the things that I gave to you is in the Igros Moshes, in the last volume, it's Simon Kuf in Evan. Sorry, it's not Simon Kuf, it's Simon Kuf Aleph.
The newest volume?
The newest volume, yeah. It's Evan Ezra Chelik Dalit. It's volume 7 in the Igros Moshes. In the Evan Ezra, Simon Kuf Aleph. There's a very strange shaila that was sent to Rav Moshe from Tucson, Arizona. Tucson, I wouldn't have the slightest, I have no, maybe you know, I have no information other than what I read in Rav Moshe. Yes, the edge of the desert, but the Nahoris, I would have assumed that there's no Nahoris altogether in Tucson, and that maybe you don't write Gittin there altogether because there are Nahoris. Apparently that seems to be part of the problem, but there is something that is called the Veracruz River, and another river whose name I have forgotten. There's only one problem. The problem is that those rivers don't have any water in them. Veroif Hashon Ma'in Shomayim El Arakish Yerdim Shomim Ismali Ma'im V'Nikroim Nahoris B'Fi Koil. So that, you know, it's what I would have called a wadi, not a river, but in Lashon Kodesh, this is Kuf Ayin. I didn't direct, I'm sorry, I gave you the next page. I gave you the end of the tshuva, I didn't give you the beginning of the tshuva. This is the beginning of Simon Kuf Aleph, it's page Kuf Ayin Aleph in the Igros Moshes. In English, there's a separate word for it. That's not much I can call a wadi. In Lashon Kodesh, I'm not aware that there's a separate Lashon for this phenomenon. I saw somebody mistranslate Kafikim Banege, Kafikim Awadis. But it's not. I mean, the Radak, the Ibn Ezra, and others say it's Mayim Bechozka. And it could be, I presume this is one way, in the rain, you have a torrent of water, but you could have other water that flows Bechozka, and it's called Batikin. Al Kolponim, you know, if there would be a separate name in Lashon Kodesh, the problem would be solved. You would call the Veracruz whatever. Instead of Nor, the Veracruz Wadi, or what have you. But in Lashon Kodesh, there seems to be no word for this. The Shoyel wanted to write Tucson Mose the Yasve al the Miskari Nahar Santa Cruz or Santa Cruz River. I would have preferred that even. That's what he wanted to write. And he asked Rav Moshe, what should he write in the Get? You find places, particularly among the Svarim, Rav Moshe brings at the end of the Tshuva, where the Sveikis and the Shemus, which is the Iker, which isn't the Iker, you write the Lashon Anod de Miskari Ploini. You know, the word Miskari comes before to show that it may not be the Iker Shem, but that's a Shem. So the Yasval de Miskari Santa Cruz River. It's not a river, but it's called Santa Cruz River, Maharaj. Yeah, so Rav Moshe in the Tshuva says that there's no problem, you can write Santa Cruz River. He quotes the Be'er Heitei, and he says here it's a river because it's Nikro B'Fi Koil Balpen B'Ksav River, and why is it a river? Because they're Kshari. The other place is the place that everybody's talking about, the Shetach is rather small. When it dries up, you could cross over. Here, you can't cross over by going into the river. You've got to go over the bridge to get across because it's so terribly deep. Memele, it has a Shem River even when there is no water in the river. That's what Ramesh's sign is. And he says you can write Nahar Santa Cruz even when there is no water in the river. He doesn't mention the Piskei Tshuva at all. Mele in the Be'er Heitev, but the Piskei Tshuva says that you can't write Nor even in this which is only Nitzak, Beroiv Hayomim, at the time when there is no water in the river. I mean, it's clear that if it's like only Beroiv Hayomim, people are calling it a river even when there's no water in the river. I would imagine the people called it a river the 2 days and 20 years when there was no water in the river. And we're dealing with something which happens only in Rechekis. And Rav Moshe seems to say that it's all totally in how people refer to it. And since because of the Kshari, they call the river, he thinks they call the river because of the Kshari. So therefore, you can call it a river. I mean, either to leave it out totally and completely, which I presume they didn't want to do because we're, at least l'chatchila, we're not, except the Mokan Ibn, we're not Masada where there are no Nahoris. Or, if yes, Rav Moshe discounts it out of hand. I don't think that the Shoyel's Eitzah was such a bad Eitzah to write the Miskli on the Lashon Hara. Rav Moshe's time is we find only the Simon of Nahoris. We don't find other Simonim. The fact that we find the Simon of Anar isn't a Lashon Moshe Misinai. We use it Nahor because Anar sounds permanent. You're not going to write something that's also the Hishtanah. You're not going to give a simon of an Empire State Building or a World's Fair, a Trade Center, or what have you. Because those things are also the Hishtanahs, but you're dealing with something that's a natural phenomenon, and it's not also the Hishtanahs, in the case that you couldn't use it as a simon. You don't need it altogether. You leave out the simon. So here it's a shiloh that whether to go look for a new sin in which we don't find Beferish, or to be Mesader without the name of the Nohar altogether. But either way, the Hadahatzah of the Shoyel doesn't seem to me so far-fetched. And what Rav Moshe advises doing seems to me to create a very serious shiloh, particularly when the Pesach Tshuva analyzes the Mishpatei Shmuel and much earlier sources, the Pesach Bela, and a Tshuva of the Marit. I'll call Ponim, going back to the shiloh in Moscow. In Moscow, there were no bridges over this non-existent river. There's no Zecher, there's no Sheiris, nobody can see, it doesn't exist altogether. There's no question that you should not write the Nahar Sumati Oka in the Get. The only shaila is whether you should substitute some other river for it. Now, the Loshin of the Ramo is that we write Beis a Gimel Nahoris. Why not more? It seems to me it's a Dover Poshut that you need this only for a simon because there may be two cities with the same name, so we want to be able to divide which of the two it was. More than three, they weren't choshish for. Otherwise, you can write the 20 rivers also. Moscow probably has a dozen rivers. And nobody ever wrote a dozen rivers in the Get. It would be sufficient to write three and no more. As a matter of fact, in the Darkei Moshe, the Darkei Moshe says nearly the Mehaich Shoshen Isravet Haminig Lichtev Beis Noros Beget the Su Lekel Mechash the Misrami Kulahai Sheheir Acheres in Beis Shemais the Naharais Nikroin Kain. In the Darkei Moshe, his lashon is the Su Lekel Mechash. Then the Srav Vaminig Lichtev Beis Nahoris, that's right, at Nin Lacholatov is Beis Nahoris. Two, that apparently is the upper limit, more than two, you're not Machiv to write. Which two? So we have already the ones that you use more than the others, those are the ones that you write. In the Darkei Moshe, he said two. By the time he came to the Ramah, apparently it was Machmer more, and he said Beis Oy Gimel. But more than Gimel, you're certainly not Machiv. So, and the Yais Tayyiv maybe would be an Indian to add a third Nahar in Moskva in place of the one that no longer exists. But A, there's a problem, which one? And you have to now go see which is the most kosher of the Nahoris, which is most used, if any are used. And then there's the problem of how to spell them correctly. It's clear, the Darkei Moshe says they don't have to look for more. I don't think you're free to look for the Chumrah of three Nahoris. Certainly if there's any shaila in how to spell the third or which one to add as the third, there's no need, but Mikan Lava, Miyeis Toiv, it might be a good idea to find out which is the most choshev of the other rivers and to learn how to spell it correctly. But also Ponim, Nahar Sumati Oka certainly shouldn't be written in the Get. Now, yeah? Yes, I wasn't going to talk about that at all. First of all, in this particular case, there are other towns with the same name. There are plenty of Moscows in this country. The name of the Medina. We don't write the name of the Medina altogether. I'll come to Medina later. We don't write the Shem HaMedina altogether. Bechlal, we don't write the Shem HaMedina. Why? I don't accept the one case where we write the Medina, not the year. Sometimes, as I'll try to come to that later, we don't write the Shem year, we write only the Shem HaMedina. That's in a very limited circumstance. But in general, you don't write the Shem HaMedina in the Get. Why don't you use the Shem HaMedina as a simon? Lechura, the reason is simple, because, and I haven't found it anyplace, and you know, where there's no Nahoris and you want the Simen, we'll use the Shemin Din as a Simen. It seems to me that a Simen is only something like a Noha, which is not subject to change. The Shem HaMedina is subject to change. War. After war, the what is now in one Medina is after war goes into another Medina.
They
can also
be wrapped
in
it.
Today, we're Kunstler. We know how to rework rivers. But because it's a lot harder and a lot less shkia to reroute a river than it is to change the name of the Medina.
They change the name of the Medina. You know exactly in that year what it was called.
You absolutely won't be, clearly. But then you're going to have now two get, and one get is going to say that it's in the Medina Pliny, and the other says it's in Medina Almeni. It looks at two different places. So the Roya looks as if it's two different places. You have also, the Beis Shmuel also speaks about the problem of writing differently because it looks different from the earlier Gittin. And that's a shash, it's a small shash. Petterburg and Leningrad changed the name. So the old Shem. Sure, a Shem can be Nishtaka. It can be, but it's very Lishkeh. Befrat among Jews. Since we always refer to the city the way it is called by the Jews keep on calling it the same way, no matter what happens, except in very few cases. Leningrad is one of the few exceptions that I know. But in other cases, you keep on writing old names that other people don't remember. Huh? Lemberg, Amsterdam, which is less of a shimui, but Lemberg and Lvov, it's two different names altogether. And, you know, the Jews kept on calling it by the old name, they didn't change. The Shem HaMedina, that's not totally in how you want to, how you're going to talk of it. In which country is the city located? They won't call it, can't call it Galicia. If a certain city was once in, Galicia is a province, Galicia is not a place.
What time was the country?
So, yeah. But if you have a city that in one period Kufa was in Germany, and now the city is in a place Czechoslovakia, what, you're going to keep on calling it Germany? You can't keep on calling it Germany. It's not in Germany, it's Czechoslovakia today. It changed. The Shem, but even Eitzla Yehudim, among Jews, they will refer to it as the city, which is now in another country, because that's already in the gate. I don't know which country it's in. People talk about it as the Matthias is. The Shem Hu'ir, what difference does it make if the Shem Hu'ir changed? They keep on calling it the way they always called it. Among themselves, they understand each other. Cities, that's the Medina. That's the Medina we're talking about. That's the Medina. We don't write the Shem Hu'ir. You write only the Shem HaMedina. I'll come to that. That's separate. That's where the Medina is like the ear. Only instead of writing ear, you write Medina. The word Medina there means ear. I think it covers a little bit more. Again, in Digres Meisha, he says he doesn't understand that halacha. I'll come to that later. Come to it in order. Al-Koltonim, the Nahar that doesn't exist certainly shouldn't be written. One other minor point with regard to that specific Shaila, there's a Sefer Beis Medrash Shem Va'Eder. I don't know why he made the name, but it's somebody who recently he collected Gittin from all over the world and recorded, among Matthias Tiaz on Seamus also, but he recorded how certain cities were spelled in Gittin. And he has a get from Russia that came to Eretz Yisrael in Tovshin Chov Beis, in which not only does it have Nahar Sumatiyoka, but it's got it misspelled. Instead of Nahar Sumatiyoka, it's Nahar Samtiyoka. It's a different name altogether. And instead of Ya'uza, he has Yo'uza with two owls. There were problems with Gittin that came from Moscow. Some of them were only in isolated cases, but clearly with regard to Smatiyoka, that's a problem that's been around for a long time without very many people catching it, apparently. However, with regard to that particular shaila, Me'in Linyan Ba'isa Inyan, in the Kav Noki, which is where you get the list, that's where you got the three Seamus in the first place, the three Maharis, the Kav Noki Moskva, 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 Yasbahar, Moskva, Rekiv, Al-Nahar, Ye'uzo, Val-Nahar, Smatiyoke, Val-Mei, Mayonis. the word Mosk the Reke is spelled one word. Reke in Russian means river. Rav Moshe, that's one of the reasons I gave you this, Rav Moshe says it's a Toyosakus. And Mosk the Reke should be spelled in with as two words. Now, in general, there's a principle with regard to Shemus. A name like Yedidye, which is Yedid Ko, we write Yedid Yo, one word, because that's how it's written, of course, with a Ksiva. Other cases, for example, in English, the word town is sometimes it's spelled as part of the name of the city, and other times it might not be spelled as part of the name of the city. You go Bosa the Ksiva. If it's part of the name of the city, you spell it as one. If it's not part of the name of the city, you write it separately if you write it at all. So Mosk the Reke in Russian it's spelled as two, it's written as two separate words. So Rav Moshe says it's a Toyes Hatfus, and it really should be written as one. I'm sorry, it should be really, the Toyes Hatfus inviting it as one, it should be written as two. However, here there's the differences in practice. Most Afroinim say that when you write one name in two words, like East River, for example, it should be written with a Hefsik Ktsas or Ktsas Makura. They use different Lashonis. Ktsas Harchoke, but the Shita Achas. Shita Achas, everybody's not done. It should be on the same line, not to be divided in two different lines. Most Afroinim say you write it two words, but not two words mamish. The Tirish of Al-Fat and Pabit Ksav is the shear of a half a nice. And ordinarily, you leave a shear of one nice between two letters, two words. Here, you leave a shear of a half a nice between the two letters. I suspect that what happened was that the Mechaber, the Kav Noki, tried to leave a half a space between, and the Bokar HaZetzer didn't realize what was happening, he fetched it together and he made one out of it. But the text that was distributed today, East River, is written as two separate words. Here you don't have a share of a half an ice. You've got a share of a good full ice between them, at least so I would read it. Al Koponi, it shouldn't be Nikra as one word. It should be Nikra as two separate, but the epsilon should be less than ordinarily between two words. And that's not Ma'akiv. Some Masabrim do it as two words Mamish, some with a half an ice between, but it should be on one line that they're Ma'akiv on. So that in Mosk Vareke, in the Snedrishem Ever, it's also cited as one word. And in all the Gitin that have been written in Moscow in the last 20 years, it's been written as one word. That doesn't mean that it shouldn't be written as two separate words. Rav Moshe is presumably right. He knew how they were Masada Gitin in Moscow. It's not his own Hashori. That's how it should have been written, and I don't think there's any reason not to write it in two separate words. Just one other point, and that is that if you look in the Igros Moshe himself, he gives you as a dugma, East River, which should have been in two words, and in the Igros Moshe it's written as one word. I'm sure that's a Toyes Hatfus. It was the same Toyes Hatfus that was in the Kavanoki. He's telling you in the paragraph in which he tells you there's a Toyes Hatfus in the Kavanoki, there's the same Toyes Hatfus in the Igros Moshe. And it's clear, yeah.
I don't know if I'm forgetting, but you started like, you started the light river.
What do you mean, river? Yeah. Yeah, they spell differently. Right. Well, that's for Kuflam. We'll worry about that later. Kufkof Tes. Well, so that's those are contracts. You know, how to write shameless laws where they're looking between the Medinas and how you write shameless laws. That's for later. However, the real shaila to me is whether you should write Rekha altogether. If it's written, it has to be written as a separate word. My shaila is, when do you write the word river, and when don't you write the word river? The get that you have says Al-Nahar East River. The get that's written in Manhattan says Al-Nahar Hudson. It doesn't say Al-Nahar Hudson River. The get in Manhattan says the New York Mosse, and doesn't say the New York City Mosse. Yet, in Beis Medrash Shemaver, just L'dugna, there aren't too many of them, there's a place called Kansas City, Missouri, There it says, Kansas City Mosse. When do you write Mosse? When do you write city together with Mosse? When do you? I mean, in Flug, you should never have to write city. City's just the translation of Mosse. If you've written Mosse, why write city? And if you've written Nahar, why write river? So Rav Moshe has a mahalach. His mahalach, that's why I gave it to you. He says that you write East River because East isn't the name of the river. It's the river that's on the East. That's why you write East River, because you can't write, not a name. East isn't Hashem. So you have to write the word East together with river, otherwise you won't know what it is. You can't write Nahar Shehu Betzad East or Betzad Mizrach. That's not a Nusach. Though I'm not sure why it's not a Nusach. But you know, the Yas Al Nahor Betzad Mizrachi would be fine as far as I'm concerned. But apparently, huh? No. He's saying you can't write Nahar East because that's not his name. It's not its name, so you can't write Nahar East. So that's why you have to call it East River, because it is the river which is in the east. Maybe. The problem is in Moskva. The Moshe knew he had a problem in Moskva. What's this Moskva Reke? So he says that Moskva Reke, you write the word Reke, because the name of the river is not Moskva. It is the Reke that's near Moskva. There was a river near Moscow, they called it the Moscow River. And he says also that first came the city, then came the river, or at least came the name of the river, and they used the city to identify the river, but it's not the Shem Etzem of the river. It's a nice theory. It's just historically inaccurate. In most cases, for example, in Moscow, I confirmed this to the extent that I can confirm it, I have to rely on people to translate Russian for me. But in most cases, wherever you have a city and a river, there was a river, in this country certainly, and in Europe I'm sure nobody knows what happened 1,000 years ago. In this country we can confirm it. There were Indians who gave a name to a river, and then people moved near the river. They took the name of the river and they gave it to the settlement that they built. Wherever you have a river and a settlement with a city with the same name, it's the Yadua that the name of the river came before the name of the city. And it's not that, you know, that's the Simen Bialma. That was the Shem Etzem of the river. In Moscow, the encyclopedias say that there was this Moskva Reke, this river that was the river Moskva, and they came, they built a trading post, and lo and behold, it became an Ir V'Ein. The Goyim, at least, if not the Yisrael, because it was outside the Pale of Settlement. And they gave it the same name as they had the river. It's not Mishlo Heber, but Ramesh is saying the Svara, but the Svara is, you know, connected to history. And I haven't been able to get a handle anyplace. I don't know anybody who explains when you write city and when you don't write city, when you write river and when you don't write river. I have a mahalich that I think is consistent with all the ones that I know of. And again, you have to remember that if there is no clear mahalach, you have to know if the person who was kaveh was a basanka to start with. Because even if you don't have to write city and somebody was kaveh to write, you're not mashana afterwards. It's all part of how the city was muhsak for ksivas, gitin. But akoponim, it seems to me that at least in the ones that I'm aware of, there's a klal that fits all of them. And that is that it depends on the loshen b'nei Adam. Nobody speaks about the East, the way you speak about the Hudson. What river is it? People say it's the Hudson. What river is it? No one will answer it's the East. They'll answer it's the East River. People speak about the city in which we live as New York more often, or at least as often as they talk about New York City. If somebody were to ask me, where do you live? I would instinctively say New York. I would not add the word city. Nobody who comes from Kansas City will tell you, I live in Kansas. He doesn't live in Kansas. He lives in Kansas City. You want to know why? Psychologically, yeah. It's easy. Kansas is a state, and Kansas City is in Missouri. Therefore, he answers Kansas City. But that becomes part of the Shem Etzem of the year, and it's Nikro B'fi Koil as the Shem year. He won't refer to the city in any other way. Therefore, the Mosse is called Kansas City. That's the name of the Mosse. And the river is called East River. Mashenkin Hudson is called Hudson, and not Hudson River. It's the Hudson which is a river. It's the Hudson which is a Nor. So the word Nor is there. If I'm right, then there can be Nastaminism Halacha, at least in Lachatchilus. And because we always write according to the Mokum HaNesin and not the Mokum HaKsiva. In New York City, you call the place New York. I'm not sure if in some village in Russia, this city in which we live is called New York and not New York City. Among Jews, it certainly was called New York and not New York City. As a matter of fact, in the same Kavanoki, on New York, he brings a half a dozen different gittin with a half a dozen different spellings, and he was aiming on the reason. In fact, there's even, in one of the tshuvas, even discussion. The gittin that they sent to Russia and Poland were written not New York the way we spell it, but they were written Nun Yud Yud Aleph Resh Kuf in some places. That was to Poland. And in the ones they sent to Austria and to Hungarian, they wrote Nev York. The way they do, you know, the Hungarians speak about the city as Nev York. In the Mokoman scene, it was called Nev York. Now, Jews, I'm sure, never spoke about it as New York City, because city was a strange word to them. It's English. But if you'll have a place where there's no Moshe of Yehudi, and they refer to this place as whatever they refer to it, however they pronounce it, but I'm sure they add the word city. L'chure, I know that from the Czechoslovakian border guard. On his forms, I wrote New York and not New York City, and it was handed back to me in anger. He insisted I put in the word city. I don't live in New York. I live in New York City. And I fill out the form six different places and put in the word city, everyone. So they would refer to it as in the Mokum Hanasinus. You'd have to put in the word city in the Mokum Hanasinus. The whole difference is because it's Nikro V'Fikol and not Nikro V'Fikol. So if you have a place that's Nikro V'Fikol in the Mokum Hanasinus with the word city, then if you're sending a get to that place, L'chur, you would have to add the word. That's for that child. Yeah? Kansas City, I think it's Omaha, Mississippi River, no? I'm not sure. I don't know what they call it out there. I'm sorry? That it's only a direction, not a shemetz. How does that help for Kansas?
Not for Kansas, but for
yeah, I mean, it's true.
He created a definition with Bob, and how does he know?
Yeah.
How do we know that each thing is only a direction, as he said, not a shemetz?
Right, how does he know?
So maybe that's where he gathered from. Why thought they called the Hudson and the East not
the East? Yeah, that may be a term. What he's saying may be a term for why sometimes you use the word river.
That's
a term for why. And it's the fact rather than the time that I think is the Kaveya, if I'm right. Kansas, I can't, Kansas, let's see if I can find it quickly. I can't find it quickly. I don't know how they write the name of the city, or the name of the river in Kansas City. Al Koponim, Al Koponim, that's for the rivers and the city when you also write Mosse. The other shaila with regard to Mosse is whether you write Mosse Ploinis or Ploinis Mosse, and that's the Ramo in Kuf Chavches Sif Bey. Says Ramo Chisim Mosse Ploinis Tenshir Gdele Kano. The problem is that Shmuel has a steer from the Seder Haget where there it says Ploinis Mosse. Says the Shmuel, it's not a steer. That when you're being Mesata where there is a river, you write Ploinis Mosse, the Yatzal Nahar Ploinis. When there's no Nahar, then you write Mosse Ploinis. That's the distinction with Shmuel. Revelation, the same. The same two tshuvas, Reb Moshe disagrees with the Beis Shmuel, and he makes a machlokes to Beis Shmuel in the Groh, and he's machriya according to the Groh, and he claims that in most cases the Beis Shmuel agrees with the Groh, and I have trouble with every line in that piece of the Reb Moshe. The nafkamina is how to write a ksuba, because according to the Beis Shmuel, if you write the yas, the al plainis Pliny must have the Yaspa al Nahar Pliny only because it's not Pliny. Then the Ksuva should read most of Pliny's because you never write the Nahar in the Ksuva, right? So that in the Ksuva in New York, you should write Mosa New York or Mosa Brooklyn, not Brooklyn Mosa and not New York Mosa. Reb Moshe disagrees with the Beis Shmuel. And he cites the Groh. The Groh is Sif Koton Yud Aleph. Says the Groh as follows. First he brings the Hagois Mordechai, who says Enk Peder. And the Get Poshut also says Enk Peder. Then he says, we find in the Gemara that they call the city Mosa Machsia. Mikol Mokin Begitin. In Gittin they wrote Machsia Mos, says Reb Moshe, that you should always write Mosa after the name. New York Mosa, Brooklyn Mosa, even the Ksuba. Not Mosa Brooklyn and not Mosa New York, which is Keneged the Beis Shmuel, and he says that it's compatible with the Bir HaGroah. Not only that, but he says that the Beis Shmuel himself must agree that a city that has a river, even though you don't write the river, you write Pliny's Mosa, not Mosa Pliny's. So that even according to the Beis Shmuel in the Ksuba, you have to write, like he writes, New York Mosa, Brooklyn Mosa, but Mikol Mokim, even in other places where there isn't this town, where there are no rivers, he also writes like the Groh, not like the Beis Shmuel. What's his raya? His raya is another Bir HaGroh. It's Sif Koton Chof, where the Bir HaGroh brings other places where they wrote Klunia Mosa, Sura Mosa, Vlo Yiskiru HaNahoris. There was without the Shem HaNahor. So how will the Beis Shmuel answer the Kasha from those places? Says Reb Moshe, the Beis Shmuel will say, but they had rivers. And wherever you have a river, you're right, Mosa. First of all, I'll go Rishon V'Lachron Achron. First of all, what difference does it make? I'll leave that for the end. Mosa Plenis, Plenis Mosa. Why should it make the slightest difference at all? I'll leave that for the end. But then what is the klal, if there is a klal? Why do you write Mosa Plenis, but Plenis Mosa the Yas Baal? Reb Moshe, I totally don't understand. He says that the Piskei Tshuva and Sif Koton Tes brings Ezetam, you know, he's Mevatel. He brings the pre Tzvua with Ezetam, but he doesn't tell you what it is, and he ignores the Tam. To me, the Tam is a Dover Poshut, as far as the Tikkun HaLoshin is concerned. Anybody who writes English has the problem more often than the Loshon Kodesh. And that is to put nouns in the place where they will be properly modified by modifying clauses. Because if they are incorrectly located in the sentence, you don't know what you're modifying with a clause afterwards. You know, that's what the English composition is all about, isn't it? Or a good part of English composition. If you're writing a get and you write Mosa Plenis, I understand. The city is called Plenis, no problem. Now when you write the Yas Ba'al Nahar Plenis, what is Yas Ba'al Nahar Plenis? Is it the Mosa that's Yas Ba'al Plenis, or is it the Plenis that's Yas Ba'al Plenis? The Mos in New York, the Yasva al East Nahar East River. What's Yasva al Nahar East River? The New York is Yasva, or the Mosse is Yasva? If you wrote Mosse New York, the Yasva, it would read that New York is Yasva al Nahar Plain. If you write New York Mosse the Yasva, it's the city New York, the city which is Yatzval Nahar Pliny. It seems to me that we write for one of two reasons. The Beis Shmuel says to write Mosa afterwards. Either because you want the modifier to go on both, the city and the name, or you want it to go only on the city. That may be going too far. If you were to tell me that when I read the get, I should read it, the Brooklyn, Poimit Hayim, the Brooklyn, Mos is the Yasval Keith, Yom of Anar East River, I'm not sure it would be wrong. You know, put a comma after Brooklyn and then read Mosul would go what flows afterwards. I wouldn't go that far. But it seems to me that we want the word Mosul to go on both Brooklyn and on what follows to make it clear. No, it's Mishtame L'shteyante. It's one of those words that you can read before and you can read afterwards. So that the qualifying phrase, the modifying phrase, the Yasve on the Har East River refers back to Moshe. And Brooklyn also refers to Moshe. So the Moshe goes on Brooklyn and the Yasve on the Har East River goes on Moshe. That's why the Moshe goes in between so that it's clear that it's the city sits. It's not Brooklyn that sits. Brooklyn doesn't sit. The city sits. The city sits on the Har East River. The Pesach Tshuva brings a pre-tzvua who doesn't say exactly what I'm saying, but says something rather similar. He talks about subjects and predicates and says that when you're dealing only with a city alone, then you write Mose Ploini, because Mose is the Shem Etzem and the city is the Tayar. It's telling you, it's explaining the Mosse. So you write like here Hagadolah. Hagadolah modifies here. So you write first Mosse, and now you want to know which is the Mosse. The Mosse which is Brooklyn, the Mosse which is New York. Masha'en came when you're writing, there the name of the city is what he calls the Siman. Masha'en came when you're writing the Nahoris. There, the Nahoris are the Siman. I presume he means it's Nahoris and the city which are the Siman. So therefore you have to write first Brooklyn Mosse, so that the Nahoris become the Siman on the Mosse. Brooklyn Mosse becomes one big Shem Etzem, as it were, and the Siman is the Nahor. Now, I have trouble with that, because the name of the city is as much a Siman when there's a Nahor as there is when there's no Nahor. And he seems to say that when there is no Nahor, the name is the Siman. When there is a Nahor, then the name of the city is not a Siman, and the only thing which is a Siman is the Shem HaNahor. But I don't think you have to go as far, that's the other thing that I xerox for you. You don't have to go as far as the pre-tvue. It seems to me that we're medayik to write it this way precisely because we want the word Mosse to be Neisel on what follows as well as what precedes, because it's the Mosse which is Yas Va'al. Moreover, what Rav Moshe says is simply, if he says that's Pshat Mivei Shmuel, Nechateisa, I can't say no. But then I have other people to worry about. For example, the Kitzur Nachlashiv has a dozen Nuschois for Ksuvah Dirkase, a Ksuvah for this, that, and the other. And he gives in almost every one of these his city, which is Ludugma, is Ungvar. And he writes, Lamin Shon Monin Khan, Ir Ungvar. Ungvar was Mursik, Rixivas Gitan. That means there were Nahoris in Ungvar. So according to Rav Moshe, even the Beis Shmuel was made that he should have written Ungvar Mose. No, if the Beis Shmuel was made, but Nachashiva wasn't made, Nachashiva wrote Ir Ungvar. And I think it seems to me that the Beis Shmuel certainly held that when you didn't have the Yasvi, you wrote Ir first. And for the Beis Shmuel Neksuba, we should write Mosse Brooklyn or Mosse New York. The Shaili is there a Machlokes? Rav Moshe says, him as a Dover Porsche, there's a Machlokes to the Beis Shmuel and the Gro. La'anias Daiti, even according to the Gro, you write Mosse Brooklyn and Mosse New York. I don't think that the Gro disagrees with Neksuba. And here, already I don't have, my rayas are far from clear, but let me go back. Who cares? What difference does it make? You write Mosse New York, and New York Mosse. The get poshut after bringing whatever he brings says ain't paid, right? Whichever you want. Mosse first, Mosse afterwards, doesn't make any difference. Why should it make a difference? It seems to me that the difference comes from the halacha that says that you can't write a get in foolish ends. None of it, you can't write a get in foolish ends. Why can't you write a get in foolish ends? What difference does it make? None of the achronim in Evan Ezer. Huh? Rama says it's possible. Echon atam. You don't say atam. What? Rama says it's possible. Manish. Yeah. It's what? Stay for Echon. Where did you find it someplace? Huh? You found somebody who said stay for Echon. Lishnei Shavori Matul Shainas. To get poshut. To get poshut said. Okay, very good. I'm happy. It doesn't read well. That's a Balabatish Shatan. I mean, it's not yeah, I mean, that's to be possible, but the ethics of the Rambam, because it doesn't read well. The Gemara doesn't say no, but the Gemara doesn't say there's no time. I mean, the Gemara now, the Gemara says it's possible. It's all deceptive. Two Gesoys are deceptive. So we don't have a Gemara for it altogether. I have a Rambam. I was going to, I'm glad you found get Toshit. I have a Rambam. The Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, I will beget Atzmai Shu Inyan Echod. Koshu mischalef ba'atzmai lo hichshu. He's talking about the Rambam. Whatever is in Inyan Echad, he's been mechalef in the Chsimus Eidim. The Chsimus Eidim is koshu in another loshen, but the get itself has to be in one loshen. He says, Koshu Inyan Echad, Koshu mischalef ba'atzmai lo hichshu. Now, he doesn't say what. And I was going to say, Sefer Echad, Tolishnei Svar, no Torsha Givanti. If it's a kosher who Inyan Echad, this is the Sefer, and it says, because of the Sefer Chrisus, if you go and write it in two Lashonis, this isn't the Sefer Echad, it has to be written in a Lashon. Now, it seems to me that just like you can't write it in two Lashonis, you can't go make up your own Lashon, for example, Espirito. I'm far from certain. In fact, you know, I'm nice to say that get written Espirito is possible. It's not a Lashon of anybody. Look, it exists in the library someplace. Nobody ever spoke it. It wasn't a Lashon. And if you argue that Espirito is a Lashon, so well, what's called a Lashon? Yes, now what's called a Sefer. In the Dorim, it may be a Nether. But Haskomus may Odom to use. Haskomus may Odom not to use. And Espirito is a bad example because they publish books and there are people who read it. You know, it's not a Lashon of an or whatever. I don't know if it rises to the level. But I'll give you another example. Pidgin English in some places, where it's people understand each other. But a Lashon is not. Nobody will tell you it's a Lashon. Or at least in the places where they still recognize it's not a Lashon. Now, where I was in Hawaii, there are articles in the newspapers, they're saying that their version of Pidgin should be recognized as a language. You know, they don't want to be Kivei. Ethnic pluralism, ethnic identity, what have you. But in places where they haven't reached that far, we don't claim that it's a culture for itself. Everybody recognizes it's not a Lashon. You write a language, write it in that language, it's not a Sefer. Why makdim this? Because it's clear that you write a Shtar Raya. Forget about a Shtar Kinyan. There's this Sefer Makna. Maybe it's also Sefer Echad L'Shnei Svarim. Or maybe there you need a Lashon Mavur. But a Shtar Raya that's written in Espirito, or a Shtar Raya that's written in Pidgin English, there'll be a Sophic, you'll be Goyfer with it. Why not? As long as everybody understands it. It's clear that's what it means. Why not? It's only Raya B'Alma. If everybody understands it, it's Raya. Where you need this Shtar to make a Kinyan, where you've got to get with a Halach of a Sefer, there Dinim and a Sefer. Where there are no dinim of sefer, meheka taste of the key, as long as people understand it, it should be kosher. Memele, why are we makbid on mosa plainis, or plainis mosa? Why are we makbid on diktuk in the get? Who cares about the diktuk of the get? It seems to me that if it's a din of sefer, this kabbalah is not makbid for the effort. But sefer has to be written the way you write the sefer. It has to be written with a Lashon. A Sefer is written in a Lashon. It's not Stam, is the Koran Mili B'Alma. A Sefer is written in a language, and a language has its rules. It's got to be written Ketikun Svarim. Tikun Svarim is the grammar of the language. If the grammar of the language may Eizetam wants it to be Ploinis Mosse, the Yasva Nahar Ploinis, so you have to write the Tikkun of the language. If the Tikkun of the language is Mosse Ploinis, you have to write the grammar of the language, Lachatkhila. That's because there's a din of Sefer. Lachatkhila has got to be a Sefer, and the Sefer has to have a Lashon. And it has to be one Lashon, not two Lashonis. Those are all dinim in Sefer. Memele, somebody will ask in a Shtar Raya, is there a Hakpoda Lachatkhila to write Mosse Ploinis, the Ploinis Mosse? Mehechitesa, there's a Hakpoda in a Shtar Raya. You want to write a Shtar Raya in Pidgin English? I don't know why you can't write it in Pidgin English Lachatkhila. I don't know of any Hebrew in a Shtar Raya to write it with the Shifra Lashon. Where does it in a Sefer? I can understand that, at least in Lachatkhila, that there's a din of a Shifra Lashon. Where there's no din of Sefer, Mehechitesa, there should be a din of Shifra Lashon. Memele, if I go back to the Bir HaGroh, the Bir HaGroh is so meduktik. He says that I bring the Lashon of the Gemara. They called it Motze Machzir. Balpeh they did. Balpeh, he speaks lying. Miyu, says he, Mikol Mokin, Begitin, Hoyukaisin Hashem Mikreden, Begitin Hoyukaisin. He doesn't say Bishtoris Hoyukaisin. In a get, they wrote the Shem Mikreden, because the Gro holds that the Teferis Haloshna of Loshna Aramis is to write the Shem before the Moshe. It's plain in Moshe. That's how the Gro held was the Teferis Haloshin of Loshin Aramis. And that's why they were Makbid in Gitin. Maybe in Ashtar Kinyan they were also Makbid if they were worried about Sefer Mifne. I'm not even sure about Ashtar Kinyan. Sefer Krisus, you have to be Makbid on. Ashtar Raya, Mechapes, they were Makbid even Lachatkil. Why should they be Makbid in Ashtar Raya? Memeila in Aksuba for the Gro, there's no Kpeda. The Gro says it's a Kpeda in Gitin. Mechatesh is a Kpeda in Aksuba for the Gro. And for the Gro, there's no Kpeda. And for the Beit Shmuel, there is a Kpeda. Then, if I'm right in the Gro, there's no question of the Makriel Halacha. You should certainly write, Brooklyn, sorry, you should certainly write Mosa Brooklyn, or Mosa in New York in a ksuba where you don't have the Asphal Nahar. If there's no machlekes, and for the Beishmul, there is a kpeda mechatesh, so why shouldn't you be yetz the das of the Beishmul? But if Moshe thinks there's a machlekes, of course, he's in machrep the grok and egg of the Beishmul. Mele, it's not market. The other point that Rav Moshe mentions in the same tshuva is with regard to the point that Rabbi Arms raised before, and that's with regard to that's with Medina. The Rav Moshe says he doesn't understand why in the Medina you write Medina instead of Ir. And then he proceeds to talk about New York, which says, and this is the Peshitta, that even though the Medina is called by the same name as the city, we write New York Mosse and not Medina's New York. And the reason for that is very simple, because there are other cities in this Medina. And therefore, you'd never know which city you were writing in if you wrote Medina's New York. It's impossible. And incidentally, before I come to that, he begins all of this by talking about America Tzvenis, as there are some Nuskois of the Ksuba. And he says that it was an Amaratus. Vadashu Toys. And of course, he's right. The Toys Gomer. However, in the Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Ever, he even tells you who was Masada the Get in which he wrote America Tzvenis. He says that Shnas 1852, Eni Avram Yosef Ash Lifter Get in New York, Kan Binai York, Beis Nun Yud Aleph Reish Kuf, Motsu the Asol Kate Yome, Valnar Hudson, Asher by America Tzvenis. A share by America Tzvenis, it sounds as if the Nahor is by America Tzvenis, whatever. But it's clear, it's a toyus that crept in, whatever. Anyway, the Shaila of Medina. It seems to me a Dover Poshut that... Toyus, about the toyus. I didn't give you, I guess, it's true, this Kufsamach Teres. What? I mean, there. Of course, it is. No. Nobody who's Yudea writes it. Kuf Samach Tes. Page Kuf Samach Tes. Mashe b'dvar shakam mesabri kedushin kaisim b'ksuba achar shem huir b'medinas America tzvenis vadi hu toys. And they proceed. But who's bothered the Iker with regard to Medina? So you know, I think it's a Dover Poshut that the Medina was written only when there was no other city in the Medina. The question was why. Now Rav Moshe says he doesn't understand why you should write Medina, and he proceeds to say it must have been because in the Middle Ages there were some nesichim, these feudal lords, who insisted that their little towns or principalities be known as states so they could be malachim. Apparently, you can't call yourself a melech unless you have a medina. I don't understand that altogether. In Chumash we find Malchitzedek, Melech Sholem. The Sholem was no more than a city. You can be a melech on a city. You can be a melech on Matzah Yval Tarmila. Why can't you be a melech on a city? You have to call it a medina to become a melech on it. It's, again, historically...
Yeah.
Then it would be a simin, it should be machlefit with with another city with the same name. For that, then the Horus will be good enough. That's why we use Nahoris. So why don't we use Medina within Nahoris?
Yeah, that's what he did. In America,
the Medina is an easier...
America, he's left off long ago. We don't write.
In America, we want to identify a city.
Yeah.
By naming the city out of state, that's a clear identity.
Right. And that was the question before. We could write, somebody wants to be Masada again in some Derfel, and it doesn't have a river. And he now comes with a taina. The only reason that we use a river is so he shouldn't be mafatid with another. I'll use the Shem HaMedina. Why don't we use the Shem HaMedina? That was Rabbi Yam's question. And it seems to me that we don't use... we don't use the Shem HaMedina, I think, because the Shem HaMedina is also the Shtanis. It's not a Simen Muvok. Therefore, we don't use it. We use natural phenomena like a Noor, like a Maya, like Beiris, but we don't use the Shem HaMedina, which is also the Shtanis. That we don't use as a simon. Nobody ever used it as a simon. Memele, if you go back to our halacha where it says to use the Medina as the Shem Huir, he says, for example, the Medina's Megensa, lo yadu lo ma'hoya shim shom Megensa mishar ha'ori. What was Megensa different from anything else? I think Megensa was probably different from other things. I think that, again, historically, either confirmed or disconfirmed. But I think I understand why we write Medina rather than the city. And it seems to me that Aleph, you never write Medina for the city when there are two cities in that Medina. Like New York City, that's Aleph Bay. It seems to me, Dover Poshet. But it seems to me that you gain something by writing Medina instead of city, and that is that you don't have it in the Achronim and Yerideya, but there's an article in Jewish Observer once upon a time, I forgot when, on Muncie, when they wrote, began, Kaplan wrote it, what's wrong, when they were Maxi, when they began writing in Muncie, there were two Shilas. One Shila was in the Horus, till they were Kiveyed. There the Shila was, there was a lake, wherever she was, Lake Susan, what it was then. And it's not a lake. A lake is a mayon, it's not a nahar. They called it a lake, it's a nahar. It's a nahar. And they called it a lake. And Rabbi Yankel's friend Lavrocha told them to write al nahar, lake, so and so. It's not a lake, but it's a nahar that's called lake, so and so, whatever. But the other Shiloh was whether it's a city, whether you can write Mosse, maybe it's a kvar, you know, how big is it, whatever. So that's the way went to Mivar. But there's dinim on what's called a city, and that's not totally in the postal zip or whatever. You can have a place wherever there's no, it should be totally more or less than the Hilchos Shabbos. When there are no longer any houses anymore, Chutz Liburi Sheolir certainly isn't part of the city, even if on the map it's called the city. It's totally in the Moshav, which means that if you're out beyond the city, you've got real problems with the Ksid of Gittin. It's not Mosse, and it may not be a Kvar, and what do you write of anything? You may not be able to be Masader, I guess. What do you do on the ocean? How do you Masader get on the ocean? How you Masada get in an airplane or whatever. These are, you know, terrible shilas if you have to be Masada in these places. In the Mela, we're Masada Gitan only in places that became Huchzak, Leksivas Gitan, you're Maktik them with Hashem, with Nahoris, with all this money. You have Derflach. In Europe, there were many Derflach. They were never Masada Gitan because it wasn't clear that it was a city. It's not, you write Kfar. In some places you write Kfar also. But there can be a farm out in the middle of no place. You can't be Masada get there because there's nothing to write. It seems to me that the time to write Bin Medinas was to avoid all of this. When you have a city-state in Monaco, I don't know if there are any houses, chutz l'tchum, that are still in the principality of Monaco. But there you've gained an awful lot. If you write the Medinas Monaco, you can then write again in all of Monaco. You don't have to be in Monaco city alone. You can even go to a place where, if it were outside of New York, you couldn't write there at all, because it's not a mokum that's miyushiv memel, it's no longer a part of the city. You can't write Mosse, but Medinas you can write in such a place. It's still part of the Medina. It's not part of the Mosse, but part of the Medina. Memel, you write lachatchila b'medinas, because that's clearly the whole area, and there's no problem with the with Ksivas Gittin in that Medina. The Medina, the whole Medina is Nikra al Shem Huir. Mimele, you can write Medina's Masha Ein Kain, where you have a Medina and the Ear that have the same name, but there are other cities in that Medina that have other names. There you can't write Medinas anymore. You've accomplished nothing. You don't know where you're writing. It's not a simon to be Koveya. But as long as there's no other city in the Medina, Lechura, writing Medinas means you can write the Shem HaMedina and the entire Medina, even when you're Chutz L'ir.
The source that a get written in two languages is possible because of Sefer Echad V'loi Shnei Svarim isn't a get poshut. The source is a Prisha in Simin Kuf Lamed, and it's quoted in the Oruch HaShulchan Simin Kuf Chof Hei Eis Ches. Actually, it's very hard to explain the Rambam in terms of Sefer Echad V'loi Shnei Svarim. The Rambam, after all, holds that Get, which is written in two Lashonis, is possible. And that's very difficult in the Shitas HaRambam if the Mocher is Sefer Echad V'loi Shnei Svarim, because the Oruch HaShulchan is Meirer in the very end of Simen Kuf Chof Dalid that the Rambam, the Tur, and the Mechaber don't record the Halacha of Sefer Echad V'loi Shnei Svarim at all. Although it's Doichik, presumably that's because the Drosha Sefer Echad V'loi Shnei Svarim is Alibid Rabbi Yisrael Glili in Gitlav Chafal Omabez, who doesn't darshan the word sefer for siras devarim. But we hold like Rabbanon that it's the siras devarim hudasi. Memela, we don't have the drosh of sefer for sefer echad rachom rachmana v'loi shnei svarim. But in any event, it seems to me that it's more mistaver that the din of sefer, the din of get written to l'shoinis comes not from Sefer Echad, but from the Loshen Sefer itself. Lav dafke Sefer Echad. But Loshen Sefer daikot, ke derech ksiva sasvarim. And the derech ksiva sasvarim is in one Loshen, not in two Loshenes. And that's good even according to the Shitas HaRambam. Because even if Sefer is for Sviras Dvarim, the Rambam says that it's posel, meaning posel midrabanon, but not botel midrais. A get written through Lashonis is posel midrabanon for the Rambam, but not posel midrais. So what it is an asmachte, which is based upon the Pshuta Shamikra. And even though we're medactic in other things having to do with the din of Ksiva Sefer, all the other things, only Lachatfilis, Mitzad Aminik, the Drabonon for the Rambam was only in a get that's written in two Lashonis, because that's Legamri, not Kederach Ksiva Sasvarim. Other things, the Rift Sasvarim that are written that don't have Sirtut, don't have Book of Gvil, don't have other Halachis, and they're still Sasvarim. The Sefer that we're in Mahadur Amlechatchile is the Sefer, Kihilcha Sefer Torah. But Midrabonon that has to be written Kederech HaSvarim, Mimele, it has to be at least Beloshen Echad. So it's much simpler to explain that the Halacha is based upon the Din of Sefer rather than Din of Sefer Echad. And of course, according to Rishonim, we'll hold there's no possible Sum Midrabonon. It's all a Hidur based upon the Loshen of Sefer. And two other points I should add, and that is that, of course, whatever we said in the Gro is presumably true for the Beis Shmuel also. And for the Beis Shmuel, if there is a Hidur in Mosa Ploinis, it's only in the Ged and not in the Shtarayet. But Al Koponim, there's no reason to be Mishaneh from the Minik to write Mosa Ploinis if it's something which isn't Ma'akiv according to the Gro, and according to the Beis Shmuel, this is the Tikkun HaLoshen, that's the way it should be written with Chatzilut. One other Maramokin, and that is for writing a get in places outside of the city. The Oruch HaShulchan, the Kuf Chof Ches, Eis Tes Rov, Eis Yud Ches, speaks about how to write a get B'Shat Hachak in a place that is not in the city, but is outside of the city.